Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Arms Control, Verification, and Compliance, Rose Gottmuller, spoke recently at the U.S. Strategic Command in Omaha, Nebraska, on nuclear deterrence challenges in the 21st century. We have seen an evolution in nuclear policy thinking over the past 65 years, from policies of massive retaliation to strategies of nuclear warfighting to our current conversations on strategic stability and predictability, Assistant Secretary Gottmuller said. Anticipating and preparing for changes in deterrence will be necessary for the continued security of our nation. The new START treaty between Russia and the United States entered into force on February 5, 2011, and its implementation is going well. It's been a bright spot in the U.S.-Russian relationship, and we see it continuing to be an area for positive cooperation, Secretary Gottmuller said. The United States is committed to continuing a step-by-step process in U.S.-Russian arms reductions regarding the overall number of nuclear weapons, including the pursuit of a future agreement with Russia for broad reductions in all categories of nuclear weapons, strategic, non-strategic, deployed, and non-deployed. The United States, along with Britain, France, Russia, and China, are known as the P5 because they make up the five countries that have permanent seats in the United States Security Council. They are also the five nuclear weapon states recognized by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Assistant Secretary Gottmuller has called for a sustained and broad multilateral dialogue within the P5. I traveled to Paris last month for a conference where the P5 discussed transparency, verification, and confidence-building measures, she said. The conference was a constructive step in the process of nuclear weapons states' engagement on disarmament and related issues, and demonstrated the P5's commitment to the implementation of the action plan that was adopted by consensus at the 2010 Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference. The United States is at the leading edge of transparency efforts, publicly declaring its nuclear stockpile numbers, participating in voluntary and treaty-based inspections measures, and working with other nations on military-to-military scientific and lab exchanges and site visits. We hope, Assistant Secretary Gottmuller concluded, that all countries will join in the common effort to increase transparency and build mutual confidence. Confidence building, at its very core, is a shared effort.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.